New York has agreed to a $1.1 billion settlement with three of the nation's largest drug distributors, Cardinal Health, McKesson, and AmerisourceBergen. WSHU's Desiree Diario reports the companies were on trial in a Long Island court facing claims they helped fuel the opioid epidemic.
This is the latest settlement in the state's lawsuit against multiple opioid distributors, pharmacies, and manufacturers. Suffolk County Executive Steve Ballone says the money is critical for drug treatment and prevention programs, especially because of the uptick in opioid abuse during the pandemic.
These dollars are going to help lift that burden off of taxpayers, are going to help move forward with additional programs to battle the ongoing opioid epidemic, to provide some relief.
The money will be paid out over 18 years. Officials say Nassau could receive $115 million and Suffolk $120 million. The agreement also requires the distributors to create a clearinghouse of their opioid shipments to help flag suspicious orders. The lawsuit will continue against three drug makers who have yet to settle: Teva, Endo, and Allergan. Desiree Diorio, WSHU News.